sleepyhead. Get your fat butt out of bed. There's a man who got up at 4 a.m. just to play you Zeppelin and Pearl Jam. Raymond Lytle is his name. Some have called him just a bit insane. Well, you may find him a little idiotic, but his is the only morning show you can say has really got it. Slam the door, turn the key, get on the road now. Central Illinois' morning way to get down. It's nasty, it's dirty, but it's funny, 'cause it's the Raymond Lytle's morning disaster. He's lewd, he's rude, he's crude, but it doesn't matter, 'cause he's the morning master of rock and roll and laughter. Raymond Lytle's morning disaster. Sean Bullen Scott, news and sports. Bodine's running down North Grand in his undershorts. Michelle will dwell on things colored pink and purple. They'll explain why Jim made a remake of that movie called The Black Hole. Slam the door, turn the key, get on the road now. The Central Illinois morning way to get down. It's nasty, it's dirty, but it's funny, 'cause it's the Raymond Lytle's morning disaster. He's lewd, he's rude, he's crude, but it doesn't matter, 'cause he's the morning master of rock and roll and laughter. Raymond Lytle's morning disaster.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. It is a morning disaster. I am Ray Lytle. How you guys doing? It is a Wednesday. A Wednesday, January 25th, 2017. How are you? You guys, are you guys doing good? Everybody feeling fine? You in a good mood? I hope so. Get you through a Wednesday show today. Remember, one more show this week. Wednesday show today. Then I have, man, I've got the day from hell today. I am, my day is oh my God. My daughter got her permit. And anybody who's had a child, you know, 15, 16, near driving age, you know what a hassle that could be. I mean, it's good because, you know, you're helping your child and it feels great. But I woke up today. I woke up around 7:30. So I had a chance to have coffee and, you know, get some stuff ready. Then I immediately come into the studio and I do this show. All right. And I'll do this show. Then I have to run and put up the podcast. And I've got to put on different clothes because I'm going in public, you know. Because right now I'm wearing a nice sweatshirt. Well, I don't know. It's a Captain America sweatshirt, so I don't know how nice it is. And then I have really nice sweatpants on. I could wear these sweatpants outside if I wanted, but I haven't decided if I'm going to go through with the sweatpants today. Because these are like coaches' sweatpants. They're really nice pants, you know. And I haven't decided yet. So I'm either going to wear the or I'm throwing on like a pair of pants. I don't know. But I'm actually leaning towards, and think of me what you will, I am actually leaning towards going ahead and wearing the sweatpants, you know, as regular pants today. I mean, I got to throw on some underwear before I go out in public, but, you know, you don't want to be noticeably swinging, you know. And so then I throw on the sweatpants, and then I head out, you know, as soon as I get the podcast loaded. I go to the bathroom, throw on sweatpants, head out, and then I go over to... I got to go over to a car place, and I got to get my car looked at to see when they can start the process of fixing it, you know. And I got to do that. Then I found out, okay, here's what gets annoying. I found out that my child gets out of school early today. Like they have a 11:15 dismissal. All right? There's a dismissal at 11:15 a.m. So I've got to go pick her up. And then my daughter asked, hey, can we drive after school? Now, when she asked, I thought, oh, yeah, 3 o'clock. Yeah, I'll let her drive a little bit. No, I didn't know it would be 11:15. I mean, oh, my God, 11:15? So I'll pick her up early, and then we'll have to go drive. And I tell you, she will drive all day. All day. She's obsessed. They tell these kids in driver's education, they say, well, you've got to get, and they give them the, I mean, they get the permit, you know, months before they have to take any kind of driver's test. For example, my daughter will take the test next November. She turned 16 in November, but already she's in a driver's ed. So what I will do is I will get her driving, you know, teach her everything she needs to be taught, you know. Yesterday we were just driving on roads and, you know, 4-lane roads, 2-lane roads. Going through intersections, you know, doing all that stuff. And so we've got to somehow do like 50 hours. Which I don't think will be, I mean, my daughter, she drove an hour and a half yesterday. You know, then she drove a half hour with my wife. So we're going to have to drive 50 hours before November. Now, listen, between us, it's easy. It's not, you know, but my daughter is under the impression that it's going to be super hard to drive that much. And, you know, how could she ever drive that? Blah, blah, blah. You know, there's all these concerns that she has. And she somehow thinks she's not going to make it, you know. She's like, well, if we drive an hour a day, that's only 50. And I'm like, no, you're number one, you're going to drive more than an hour a day. You know, you're going to drive more than that. I mean, there's a lot more days. There's not just 50 days between now and November. There's a lot of days left. So right here at the beginning, she wants to go out and drive hours at a time. And I know, listen, I know she's excited, you know, that she wants to. She wants to drive as much as possible, you know, because she got the permit, and, you know, but. And who wants to deal with, you know, who wants to deal with all the stuff that goes with it, you know? I mean, my wife and I, or my mother, brother, you know, just anybody who's a licensed driver of adult age, whoever takes her, we're the ones that are going to be hassled with this, you know? Because especially as she gets better. As the kid gets better at driving, you know, when they have their permit, and I think everybody remembers this. Even if you've never been on the other side, you know a permit, you know what it's like when you get one. You're at some point you just become a passenger, you know. You're not just riding. You are a passenger in that car. That's what you become during these, you know, when you're doing these permit ride-alongs. You know what I mean? It's like you're not just a rider, you're a passenger in the car, and it's just like you're going for a ride. and your kid's driving, and they're not really driving anywhere, you know? They're just driving to drive. Like, for example, if it gets to the point to where my daughter just drives my wife to the store or drives, you know, blah, 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 that might be one thing because they're actually going somewhere. But when you're driving just to drive, oh, it's boring as hell. I mean, it really is. Like today, I think I'm just going to drive to the school and I'm going to get out of the driver's seat and go sit in the passenger seat, you know. And then when she goes to get in the car, I'll be like, no, you drive, you know. That way she's driving right from the start. And all I got to do is just rock. I can just be a passenger. Because we got to get the driving out of the way, you know. Because you got something I got to get 50 hours in before now in November. Like I said, it will be easy, but my daughter is under the impression that it's not. So she somehow feels like it's an assignment. Like the teacher has ordered her to drive 50 hours. So she wants to get it done as soon as possible. Of which I'm going to say, well, what the hell are you going to do the rest of the year if you get the 50 hours in? If your 50 hours is in by the end of January or by middle of February, what the hell are you going to do, you know, the other 9 months? So when you got a birthday in November, we're obviously going to get way more than 50 hours. So that's what I'm going through. I'm going through the driving, or shall I say passenger. And then I heard a story like these, that there are parents, and my daughter was telling me, and my wife was telling me, there are parents in Chatham who, you know, don't have time to let their kids drive every day. But so they just, like, take a trip to Chicago, and they have the kid drive. They'll have the kid drive to Chicago or Indianapolis or, and that way they get, like, 6 hours in or 7 hours in on one trip. Which, by the way, I got to tell you, driving to Chicago, or let me say, riding to Chicago with my 15-year-old driving sounds boring as hell. I couldn't imagine you're just riding along to do nothing but drive. And you're putting a first-time driver behind the wheel in Chicago? I mean, that's insanity. You're begging for someone to smash your car. You truly are. You're begging for an accident if you're doing that with an inexperienced driver. So anyway, I've got my 15-year-old with her permit. She's driving. And I want to be a good dad. But boy, it is. Oh, man. I got to tell you, oof, it's a handful. Now, as she gets to be better, it'll be, you know, I'm sure it'll be easier, you know. Thank God. But right now, you know, she's doing pretty good, but, you know, she is still learning. I have to remind her of things like, you should probably brake here, you know. I got to remind her of that stuff, so. And that's sort of a pain, you know. Because I'd like to, you know, like I'm never passenger in a car. I always drive. I'm riding passenger. I'd sort of like to, you know, look at my phone or not pay attention. But when your kid's driving, you have to pay attention the whole time. Anyway, so that's what's going on with me. So I'll probably have to take her driving today. I got so much stuff to do. I got meetings. I gotta go to the and I got to do that in between the car place, picking up my daughter, driving. A busy day. Busy day on this Wednesday. So I hope that your guys' life is left less busy and you're able to relax at some point during the day. Nikki is not here today. She's now she's got, on top of her COPD and her whatever else she has. She's almost got pneumonia. She's got COPD, and she's got, you know. But now she has edema. Now, I don't know where she has the edema, but she's got an edema, too. So I don't know. I'm not sure. Like I said, I don't know where it, like what's swollen. But I mean, you know, sounds a little disgusting, you know. I mean, I'm certainly not commenting negatively on poor Nikki. I mean, it sounds horrible, but, you know, depending on where the edema is, I mean, it could be, some places are a little more disgusting than others. So I'm hoping it's just like in her arm or foot or something. I don't. But edema like on the middle of your ass, or I mean, that's not good. You don't want that. You want it, you know. You'd like for it to be somewhere else. So anyway, she's not here today. She has to go to the doctor and get that all checked out. So it's just me. Yay. I will take a phone call, 814-0332. 814-0332. And I'd like one. In fact, I'm going to put on Facebook. Let me get on Facebook. I'm putting in a call into the Morning Disaster Show. 217-814-0332. And I'm posting it on Facebook. I don't know if anybody will call in or not, but I am posting it on Facebook to see if we could get some type of response. All right? Posting that on there to see if anybody wants to call in. All right? I do want to get to, because I will go on and forget, so I want to get to a couple of interesting things that I have read in the last of, in the last couple days. So I want to get to a couple of things. For example, all right, the average couple, you know, we fight to be together, to be married, to be in a relationship. And you do wonder sometimes why we do this. Why do we hook up in these relationships and be together and blah, blah, blah? Especially when you read a statistics like this. According to a new survey, the average couple only spends 7 minutes a day being romantic. Now, when I say being romantic, I do not mean having sex. No, 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 no. The average couple only spends 7 minutes a day being romantic. That can mean like saying a nice thing to each other, or cuddling on the couch, or doing something nice for your spouse. And listen, and it could mean getting it on. I mean, sex is in there. Sex is in there. But still, it's only 7 minutes a day. So those of you who are married or living together, 7 minutes of your day is romantic time. The rest isn't. So in other words, if you're married or living together, you are basically living to spend only 7 minutes a day doing things that other people who aren't married can't do. You know? Like, there are people who aren't married who live, you know, they got a place to live, they're, you know, and they think, oh my God, there's so many things that the married people get to do that I don't do. And I have friends who didn't get married. And they talk to me, and they're like, oh, yeah, well. And they say, oh, if I only would have found Miss Wright, or if I only would have found Mr. Wright, or if I just would have found the right person, then I could spend so much time on my day. And then I read the study, and I'm like, no, you wouldn't. No. If you're a person, an adult person, if you're single or married, there's 7 minutes of difference. 7 minutes of difference. And I'll tell you what, I think that if you think about it, there's probably about 50 minutes of arguing or judgment being cast or you know, or there's bad things. There's bad things in there too. So in other words, I would conclude that being single isn't so bad in the grand scheme of things. Being single, not really a bad thing. Al says, hey, wait a minute. I give my woman a lot more than 7 minutes of romance. I send her dick pics all day at work. That's great. I bet Al has never really sent a dick pic, right? Al, you've never really sent a dick pic, have you? Especially from the garbage truck. Hey, honey, here's my dick. I know you might be having a rough day, so here's my dick for you. Because it seems to me most women probably wouldn't want that, you know. I'd figure most women are not interested in, you know, in your dick pics. And by you, I'm not meaning Al. I mean just anybody in general. Now, I think guys are the other, don't get me wrong, guys are the other way around. There's not a guy alive that wouldn't mind getting, like right now, if all of a sudden I get a picture on my phone and it's my wife who's bent over and stuck her ass in a mirror or something, or has popped a boob, sent me like a boob shot or something, I'd love it. It would make my world. But a woman? I don't see a woman who's at work and, you know, going about her daily business and receives a text and then, you know, sighs, oh, what the hell does he want, you know, and then opens up the email and finds a dick pic or opens up the text just to find a dick pic. I can't see the woman being overjoyed by that. Oh, well. The new survey also found 59% of people spend less than 10 hours a week with their significant other. And that simply means just being awake and together. Not necessarily thinking about anything or doing anything. That's just the total time you spend together. So, yeah, I mean, So, in other words, if you're single or married, there's 10 hours of difference. 10 hours where you're actually together, only 7 minutes is romantic. Oh, well. Hey, you're on the Morning Disaster. Hello.
Yeah, it's Fat 420 here.
What's up, Fat 420?
I got a theory why, you know, I still say that Nikki's gone because of other reasons, you know. Because, you know.
You don't think that it's her COPD and edema that's making her miss today?
I think it's that, but I think it's from too much, you know.
Too much what?
Ganja.
Oh, ganja. So you think she's smoking pot?
Yeah, you know, that hurts your lungs, so.
So let me get your theory. Okay, so you think that Nikki is secretly, because she hasn't said she's doing this, you think she secretly has a marijuana habit that is contributing to her problems?
And that possibly, well, yeah, I think that's it.
You know, COPD...
Another reason why...
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, the brownie mixture didn't work too well.
That's all right.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. What were you saying?
I think that's another reason why drunk guy that dies. What's his name? I can't remember.
The drunk guy. The what?
He calls all the time. You know.
The drunk guy.
Yeah, he, you know, he calls in, he drinks too much, he falls asleep while he's talking to you.
Oh, Spanky.
Spanky, that's
yeah.
Right. I think he's doing a little bit of it too, possibly.
Right. I know someone who's on it. He's on the phone right now. I know who's on it.
I got the pot brownie mixed up.
So you think Spanky is also on the pot? I do know this. Spanky had his surgery yesterday. He had to get the.
He might need some pot because of the. So
that
he'll help not have any pain.
Like the pain. Yeah, remember, I think we talked about it, and I don't want to get into all of it, but, you know, he chopped a finger off last year, and he squashed a bunch of other fingers. Well, they tried to fix his hand, and they couldn't, so they had to chop off the fingers, you know.
He might have a stub
hand? Yeah, he's going to have a stub hand, you know. He's going to have a hand that only has, like, stubs.
Well, you don't need stuff to smoke a joint.
Right.
Because if you use scissors, you need stuff.
I think that Spanky, I think alcohol is his drug of choice. I mean, if he smoked pot, too, I mean, I don't, you know. It seems to be booze.
I'll front Marvin when that time comes.
All right, hold on. You're saying that you will front Marvin. All right.
Yeah. Because I voted for him about 10 years ago when he ran for president.
So you're saying, if that 420 guy says he would front Marvin
for president.
All right, let's see. I'm going to put a message up on Facebook. Fat 420 has called in to let us know that if Marvin. How do I not get his name to? I'm trying to get, you know, when you put somebody's name and they.
You know how to get the food thing too, because I seen him at a show one day. He had women all over him.
He had what?
I said he knows how to get the food thing because. When I went to see a concert a while back, he had women all over him.
Oh, yeah. Marvin always has women all over him. Yeah.
Marvin.
Hell, yeah, he does.
And at the same time, Jimmy was by himself with a bunch of young kids, which was kind of weird.
Jim was what?
He was like, hey, I want to let you guys know I got a Camaro and a nice ambulance.
No, Jim.
The kids thought it was a really cool Camaro, and they went outside and looked, and it was like all beat up and everything.
Oh my God!
And the kids were about to beat him.
You realize Jim's been dead for almost 10 years, right?
Yeah, that's sad. I miss him.
Yeah, he does.
I miss tasering him and whatnot.
He won't front anybody but Marvin.
Thank you for it.
He won't front. You won't front Spanky? You won't front Spanky?
I will Spanky, yeah.
Oh, so you will front Spanky.
But he has to not be drunk there first.
All right.
And he has to drive me to get his money at the ATM.
let's see.
So, I don't know if my computer or what, but on your website for the morning disaster, the players didn't want to work.
And I do have, I'm glad you asked because I have a solution for that. I know what's going on with that. When Chrome did an update, okay, they updated and they won't allow the type of stream that we run.
Okay.
There's an Icecast versus Shoutcast. It's the type of stream we run. And when they did the update, for some reason, it won't play this type of stream. So, we can.
I listen to the TuneIn app. So we can.
It's on TuneIn. TuneIn plays it fine. But if you, but this is really weird. If you, if we upgrade our stream, well, we don't even upgrade. It's actually downgrade in price to a lesser than stream. If we downgrade the stream to this other stream, it would play on Chrome. The only problem is, you know, it would be a different address, and TuneIn doesn't have that address.
Oh, yeah.
So there's the problem. It's like I could fix it, but then I'll lose TuneIn. So it's sort of a hassle. But I will say this. If you log in, if you log into the morningdisaster.net page, all right, if you log into morningdisaster.net with your like the Explorer, which is Internet's app, which is a Windows app, okay, which is on Windows 10, it's just the E, you know. If you log in through that, it plays just fine. It's Chrome is the problem.
Yeah, it just seems like I have issues with Internet Explorer and Firefox all the time.
And I don't, to be honest, I haven't checked.
That's why I do Chrome.
Yeah, I don't know if it plays on Firefox or not, but it definitely will play on Windows and Explorer, but it will not play on Chrome. So that's the answer that I received from, and that's from the streaming company itself. So I could, it's just how big a hassle is it to change it on TuneIn? So if I can get an answer from TuneIn and they'll say, yeah, it's just easy, we just switch it up, then I'll do it, okay? But if I can't, then I, you know, what am I going to do? I can't lose all my.
I think you get more listeners through TuneIn than you.
I can't lose all my listeners through TuneIn also, and I can't buy two streams because one, it's too damn expensive.
Exactly.
It's too damn. And by the way, I'm picking up the cost for a Mayhem Unleashed stream. They haven't paid me back yet, so I gotta. I'm covering that as well. I need TJ, TJ to plop some money over to me.
Oh yeah.
So anyway,
you tell your daughter to give you some money so that way she can drive all the time.
And my daughter's gonna have to pay me. Yes, yeah, because I'm sick of fronting her the gas.
There you go.
All right, Fat 420. Thank you, buddy.
Let you. Bye.
I want to go over here to Fat Man. Is that
What's
who it
up,
is?
Raymond?
What's up, Fat Man?
You know, usual.
How you doing,
getting
brother?
Ready to open the shop.
You are over.
Good, man. Good.
What's the name of your shop again?
R&M Cyclery.
Is what?
R&M Cyclery.
I thought the name changed. I couldn't hear what you're saying. Fat Man's getting ready to open R&M Cyclery. That's where he works. And what's the latest, brother?
You know, just surviving the winter cold weather.
Yeah, it has been interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, last weekend was really nice. We got really, really busy on Saturday.
Well, I mean, it's weird because,
you know, everybody thought it was spring.
This weather goes from super cold, okay? It goes super cold, and then it goes to warm, you know?
Welcome to Illinois.
It's crazy. It truly is. Yeah. It truly is a bizarre, you know.
That whole global warming thing, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the hell it is, but it does sound like it's some kind of. It's the Earth messing with us, but I just wish it would get more consistent. You know.
Thanks a lot, Donald.
Well, I don't think it's his fault. I don't think he's doing anything to fix it either, but. I mean, I wish to God we would, you know. I wish that it would get more consistent. You know, even if it's going to ruin the Earth, at least get there, for God's sakes.
You know, I always did the thanks Obama. Now I can do the thanks Donald.
Yeah. So are you a fan of Donald Trump?
You know, not really.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't, you know, I didn't really like either one.
Yeah.
So. I wasn't going to be happy no matter what.
Well, I think that was the problem, especially the problem with the Democrats, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's like, well, I don't understand how did Donald win? I can't believe it, blah, blah. Well, he won because nobody liked the Democratic candidate.
Yep.
And that's how he won.
Well, I just kept saying, I was like, really, this is the two best people that the United States can come up with.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But that, and that's the problem, is it wasn't, you know.
No, no.
And the Democrats selected Hillary Clinton, and I don't want to get political, but they selected Hillary Clinton before they even had their primaries.
So it
went to bite him in the ass. I feel bad for Hillary Clinton, but I mean, a fact's a fact. She had 3 million more votes than Trump, but all those votes were in New York and California and Illinois and everywhere else. You know, Trump beat her. He played the electoral game.
You know. That's what you got to do, is play the game.
Yeah, he played the game, and that's how he won. So that's how it works. But anyway, thank you, fat man. It's good to talk to you, my friend.
You too, buddy.
All right, buddy. Let me go over here and pick up. I don't know who this is. Hi, you're on the Morning Disaster.
Good, Ray. It's TJ.
Hey, TJ, what's up?
I'm sitting here waiting to get loaded, working days again.
TJ's back to working days. So you're driving a truck.
And I told you, let me know what it costs.
Yeah. I don't want to get in the whole.
I'll catch you later.
Yeah, just send me like, just give me like $100 or whatever. Just get it to me whenever. All right, you know, just get it to me.
Be down there.
Here's your problem: is you got too many listeners. You know,
I do.
That's both our problem. Listen, if we were no nothing shows, like some of these shows have like one listener. You know, you know.
Yeah.
Some of these shows out there have like 3 people or 10 people. You know. The problem with my show and now yours, the problem that your show is getting is we have actual listeners. See, if I could get away with buying a package that has like buy $10 listeners a month for only, you know, $20 or whatever, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're going to get, so you can get 10 listeners and pay this. Oh, hell yeah. You know. But I have more listeners than so I got to upgrade up to a bigger package to pay, you know. And I want it to sound good. So.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, you know, so therein lies the problem. See, and then as the shows get more popular, we're still going to have to.
We're still going to have to sell out more. Right.
Like, for example. I'm not going to get into all the statistics, but
no.
I have, there's a maximum amount of listeners at one time that I have. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit it. I hit it, last week. We hit a maximum amount of listeners. So the next person that tried to log in couldn't. Now, we've only hit it once. That's the only time we've ever hit it. And I don't know what the anomaly was with this show, all right? But we're usually 100 listeners a show or so under, you know what I mean? We're pretty – but for some reason, on this particular show, we hit the maximum. And so then I had to question myself, boy, do I want to pay for the upgrade? Because it is expensive, and I've only budgeted this much money, you know, what our costs are. So, you know, it does get frustrating. It does get frustrating. But the biggest problem is we actually have listeners, you know. We've got listeners that are tuning in. So, and your show, your show isn't to the point of maxing out, but. You guys are growing. Your audience is growing, and that's and they, especially, you know, now you guys are on TuneIn,
which I'm loving.
Yeah, and people can listen, and then that causes your statistics to go up, and therein lies the problem. So a good thing means causes the problems, if that makes any sense, you know.
Absolutely.
But I do want to.
I was going to answer a question you got. It is playing on Firefox.
Yeah, I got that. Here's what I've just gotten a bunch of text here in the last little bit. It says, hey, it plays perfectly on Firefox, no problems, and it does play on the Windows Explorer, and it works fantastic. So the only one it's not playing on is Chrome, and that's because Chrome had an update. So hopefully, we're hoping that Chrome's next update, it'll be, go back to playing.
That'd be great news.
I don't want to... It is sort of a pain in the ass. I don't want to adjust our tune-in. Because I do your live streaming, too, you know. I don't want to adjust our live streams through TuneIn, because if we lose all our, I mean, the majority of, and this is no lie, everybody, the majority of listeners to this program and to TJ's Mayhem Unleashed, which is on so many times per week, the majority of our listeners come from TuneIn. The TuneIn radio app is the single biggest listening device anyone uses to listen to the show. I mean, and that's that. It blows away everything now. Everybody loves the TuneIn, and why wouldn't you? I mean, it's. I even listen on TuneIn.
Oh, it's so easy.
Or I listen to. I made an Android app. I'll listen to the Android app because it works really good too. But yeah, it's. That's what goes on. Is it's that popular? So I don't want to upgrade the streamer because just for Chrome, because it will affect TuneIn. Now, if I can get an answer from TuneIn that says, yeah, we can actually change it in less than 24 hours, well, then I'll do it, you know.
Right.
But until then, you know, until I get the answer back, I got to hold with what we got. So that's what's going on with it.
So I wanted to give you an update.
All right.
The girl I was telling you about a week ago, it's official.
What is official?
I'm seeing her. I went way out of my league this time.
Oh, yeah. All right, so the girl, you're actually dating her?
I'm actually dating her now.
Now, are you actually dating her or just saying you're dating her and and you're secretly, and secretly stalking her?
I've got two changes of clothes at my house. We've got plans this weekend to go out. I'm actually dating her.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Boy. I'll be damned.
Beautiful woman and highly, she's smarter than me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's face it, you know, not really hard. But...
Oh, thanks a lot.
I mean, is that difficult? I mean, my wife's smarter than me too, but you know, it's really not a big accomplishment. So she's smarter. I would hope she's better looking.
Oh, she's a lot better looking than me.
Yeah. Well, look at that. How long are you going to be able to fool her?
What's that?
How long will you fool her, you know?
I think the fooling's already done.
Oh, she's already past it.
Yeah, she's already past it.
Oh, damn. I was hoping it'd last longer for you.
Now I've got the honey-do list.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You guys are moving quick.
We agreed we weren't playing any games. She's got a wonderful 2-year-old daughter. She gets along great with my son.
Let me ask, is the 2-year-old's dad still in the picture, or?
He is still around.
Yeah. So he gets her, he gets visitations or whatever.
Yeah. He has her two nights a week, every other weekend. We worked it out with him where we could start having our weekends where my son's with his mom, her daughter's with her dad, and we can have a weekend that's the two of us. And
but look at you, you're already we. How long have you been dating her?
We've been together a couple weeks now.
And that's what I mean. You're we.
We are we. Now I'm still keeping my place, and I still stay over there quite a bit.
But this is what I'm saying. You're now describing you guys as a couple. You're we. You know, it's not
it's
her.
Still one step at a time, though.
It's not her and me. It's we. You're moving.
Well, I thought that was the right adjective.
You are moving quick. Look at you. And I know your dog had a problem where the, you know, couldn't control her pee. So I imagine you're staying over at her house.
Oh, my dog's got a kennel out back now.
Oh, okay.
I got that taken care of.
I don't know if you're staying at your house or her house. Where are you guys staying more?
You know, it's about a 50-50
split.
Oh, okay.
All right.
We use my house a little bit more for just the two of us.
Right.
Because obviously the studio's there, and we're like, we are not going to subject the kids to what we're doing on the air.
Right. Has she made her way on the air yet?
I'm trying to avoid that, to be honest.
Good for you. I'm very proud of you.
I told her I just don't want to mix work and pleasure, and I love doing the show, and I don't know if I'm ready for her to come on and start cussing me out yet.
But you are we.
We are we.
Yeah, you're a we. I know. All right. Well, good for you. Well, all right, TJ.
She even made it through a conversation with Spanky.
Let me plug Mayhem Unleashed. All right.
All right.
Go to mayhemunleashed.com. It is a TJ's podcast, TJ's show. It is live on TuneIn all the time. And there's new episodes. How many days a week are you doing a new episode?
We are up to 4 days a week now.
4 days a week. Look at you.
So we're doing Tuesday through Friday. And we're generally on 6 to 8, depending on what happens with my job.
Well, there you go. All right, and now you're doing days, so you can listen every day. So you're driving your truck and you have TuneIn on, huh?
That's right. I've got a plug through the stereo.
All right, well, congratulations, amigo.
I'm enjoying actually being awake during the day.
Yeah, I bet that's weird.
After 6 months of being on nights, it's been an adjustment.
Who's Nikki talking to at 3 in the morning if you're not awake?
I don't know now. Maybe somebody on TOF.
I mean, poor Nikki. Who does she have to talk to? It's unbelievable. I'll be darned.
I told Nikki, I was like, you're going to have to start getting up during the day now.
Yeah. Does she call you during the day?
Every once in a while, afternoons.
Well, it's because she was only, you know, she was using you for nighttime, you know.
Oh, keeping her awake.
Yeah. She liked
that.
Yeah,
afternoon's sound. Yeah. She'll do the disaster, and then she'll take a nap. I'll get a call about a couple times a week in the afternoon. We'll shoot the breeze. And she's really sick yesterday.
I know. Now she's got edema, so she's swelling up somewhere. I don't know.
I don't know.
All right. Well, let me let you go, buddy. All right, good to talk to you.
All right, bud.
Later, man.
Yeah.
One and only TJ, everybody. Boy, he jumped into a wee really quick. I hope that's a good thing. Really do. Good for him. All right, what do I have? Boy, I don't have a lot of time. Let me get to some of this stupid news. McDonald's is doing something cool. McDonald's Big Mac special sauce, all right? Which, by the way, is basically just Thousand Island dressing, sugar, and chemicals. That's all. That's what it is, you know. But whatever chemicals they put in there, it is a fantastic. Now you can actually have a bottle of McDonald's Big Mac special sauce at home. Because McDonald's is launching a new giveaway starting today. All right, this is according to the Consumerist. It starts today. 10,000 customers of McDonald's will be given their own bottle of McDonald's Big Mac special sauce. All right. They will begin giving them away today. I don't know how they're giving them away, but I would suggest if you're interested in this, you should probably go to McDonald's. All right. So if you do like the Big Mac, by the way, I've never been a big eater of, I know the Big Mac is their specialty burger. I don't know where it ranks on list of burgers, but, you know, the Big Mac sauce has got to be pretty popular. And I know the Big Mac still, it's got to be one of their top selling sandwiches, right? Although, as ever since I've been a little kid, I've always liked the quarter pounder. But I'm not a big, I'll be honest, I'm not a big fast food guy, you know. And I'll tell you, I do like McDonald's breakfast. So if I go to McDonald's, it's you can guarantee it's going to be an Egg McMuffin or something like that. But they are giving away Big Mac special sauce. And now, I don't even think of fast food, so I should probably stop talking about this, or next thing you know, I'll be ordering a Big Mac. I do think if I ate McDonald's now, I'd probably get, I would probably get sick. Not because McDonald's is bad or anything, but just because I haven't eaten, I just haven't eaten bad in such a long time that my stomach wouldn't react right. Okay, let's get to the stupid news. Everyone knows you don't get drunk before you go to work. But do you know that you can get drunk during work? A guy named Jonathan Ranieri from Allentown, Pennsylvania, showed up to his job earlier this month. He was clearly drunk, all right? So his boss sent him home. So the guy went outside, got into his car to head home. And that's when a cop spotted him and busted him for a DUI as he was leaving the business's parking lot. But here's the thing. Everyone he works with swears he wasn't drunk when he got there. So he got drunk at work. So he's leaving the work parking lot. Cop spotted him, gave him a DUI. He's now facing drunk driving charges. And it is unknown, but I would imagine he's been fired. All right. Well, division in this country is worse than it's ever been. And although we're divided, there is one thing we all agree on. And that is to respect our veterans, right? I mean, I seriously would hope there's no one out there that isn't behind respect to veterans. And I say that leading into this story, a 72-year-old guy, 72-year-old guy named Frederick Brown, who lives in Mansfield, Connecticut, was busted for embezzling, check this out, over $150,000 from a VFW and American Legion post. Frederick is a veteran who flew a B-52 bomber in Vietnam, and he was the treasurer at both the VFW and the American Legion post, which did give him solo access to the bank accounts and books for several years. And as it turns out, he was siphoning out pretty much all the donations. Oh, my God. These are donations that people gave. And using it for himself. And what was he using it on? Well, I'm glad you asked. He was using money on a webcam porn site. That's right. A guy embezzled $150,000 from veterans to pay for his internet porn. It's unbelievable. He pled guilty to first-degree and third-degree larceny. And will be spending 2.5 years in prison. My God. I mean, good Lord. I mean, what the hell is going on with this country? And a guy in Florida got ran over, got pulled over. A guy in Florida got pulled over for running a stop sign last week. And that's when this story begins. The cops in Key West, Florida, pulled over a 39-year-old guy named Stephen Tolar for running a stop sign. The police smelled marijuana, so they asked the guy to get out of the car. So he got out of the car, and the cops and drug-sniffing dogs searched the car as the guy just stood there. Then, standing there wasn't enough. He started getting really animated, telling the cops, I told you I didn't have any drugs, okay? So he was being really animated. I told you. And when he was being, now this is, he'd gotten away with it, okay? To let you guys understand, he had gotten away, the dogs, and they didn't find anything. But when he was being animated and being boisterous, a bag fell out of his shorts and landed on the ground. And the bag was filled with crack, marijuana, and Molly. So basically, guy gets pulled over. Cops want to search the car. He lets them search the car. They don't find anything. And he starts celebrating. And when he celebrates, a bag of drugs fell out of his shorts. He's immediately arrested and, thrown in jail on drug trafficking charges. That might be the dumbest. That might be the dumbest criminal we heard all day. Oh, my goodness. All right, I think that's all I got time for. I do have a lot more things, but I don't think we have time for anything else because it is 10 o'clock. All right, it is 10 o'clock. So you know what that means. We got to get out of here. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you to the guys who called in today. I'll let you know, we'll be back tomorrow. Nikki's back tomorrow, too. She's getting her edema checked. I don't know. I'll have to find out exactly what's going on there. As she will be getting that checked out and then hopefully back tomorrow. All right, I'll let you guys go today. You guys have a wonderful day. You're going to hear a replay of this show, but you'll also hear a classic morning disaster from, I believe, 2001. All right? And I'll talk to you guys soon. That's it. So long, everybody.